Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Mr. Wesley Phillips?
Who is it?
Hi, sir. My name's Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much for asking, sir. Mr. Phillips, can you just confirm your address for me for data protection reasons, please?
It's 25 Tarwood Street, flat 11. It's P for Papa, A for Alpha, 152 Thomas John.
Okay, sir. And the password on the account?
It's Argentina.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much. Just to inform you, Mr. Phillips, that these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
That's great.
Perfect, okay. So what my job here is at MMA Legal in the investigation team is, obviously, I know that you've spoken to my colleague, Billy, about a week ago. And all this phone call is I'm just trying to paint a picture of yourself, obviously, from your time in care and, obviously, post-care and, like, basically how that's affected you, you know, potentially on a day-to-day basis. So do you have roughly around about a 10-15 minutes to have a little chat with myself?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect, sir. All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask a series of questions to start off with, just so I can represent you the best way that I can and, as I said, get the best knowledge about yourself. So do you, Mr. Phillips, currently suffer from any mental health issues at all?
Yeah.
Okay, and what may they be?
Hey, I've got anxiety and depression. I was a self-harmer. So I've been on medication for years.
Okay, and how long have you been suffering with them, sir?
I've been suffering from mental health. I was about 18, but before that, I had borderline Tourette syndrome. I actually got diagnosed when I was in the children's home.
Yeah.
I was on medication for that, but then mental health started.
Okay, so you'd say around about 25 or more years then, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. All right, and are you currently taking antidepressants at all, sir?
Yeah.
Okay. To manage symptoms. Okay, sir. And do you drink any alcohol or take any drugs at all?
Hey, I used to be a drug addict, but I've been clean for a couple of years now. So I'm totally abstinent now.
Okay, perfect. Let's be... Good on you for coming clean as well, sir. It just takes some going to do so.
Cheers, it took us a lot of years and a lot of hot, but I'm glad
Do you feel better in yourself for it, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I've been loving experience that I've never had before, holidays and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. And do you not drink at all, do you?
No.
Okay. Okay, sir. When you was a drug addict, what was the addiction to?
Heroin. Heroin and crack cocaine.
Okay, sir. And obviously, you did mention briefly before that you was a self-harmer. That does come to me question of obviously, you have tried to self-harm and stuff, but obviously have you tried to take your own life as well by doing so, or was it just more so just causing harm to the body?
At first it was just like self-mutilation, but I have tried to actually kill myself, take an overdose and try to hang myself. And I slipped my own throat in prison twice.
Okay. I am sorry that it come to them, kind of moments for yourself where you thought that was the only kind of, you know, op- option that you had at the time. But I just want to reassure you, Mr. Phillips, that it is a pleasure to speak with you today, and you know, you're at the other side of them emotions. It does take some going to do so.
Thank you.
No, it's not to thank me for it. Obviously, you know, I might be, you know, working in a law firm, like, but you know, I'm human myself. I've been in their moments myself, and it's not the nicest. You know, I can admit to that myself. You know, it's not the nicest at all. So yeah, you and I are you know, strong men. As I said, Sarah.
Lucky man. Some people never get a chance to recover.
Exactly, sir. So yeah, you know, it is a pleasure to be speaking with yourself.
Cheers. Thank you.
Not a problem, sir. I tried to take his own life by hanging and overdosing. Obviously, when I am going a little bit quiet in this phone call, sir, I am just documenting everything that you are telling me. Obviously, it does stay, you know, within the four walls of my office. This does not go anywhere else. All this does for me is, as I said, this builds the biggest and best case that I can build for yourself. And obviously, you know, your time and in care, you know, it's led you to feel these ways. So obviously, by noting this, you know, I can put together, you know, that your time and care and trauma or abuse that you faced, you know, is had a massive impact on your life throughout the years afterwards. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and obviously, it impacted, obviously, to the point of it, you know, nearly coming to an end. So I am just noting every little bit of detail so I don't miss it. But as I said, this doesn't go anywhere else. So it's obviously just reassuring you of that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's not a problem, sir, of course. So when, obviously, you know, the attempts of trying to take your own life, how long ago was that?
It started not long after I got home. I must have just turned 16 when I first. I think I left the home in October when I was 15, and by February, March, I'd started self-harming, so about 6 months after that.
Okay, first. Okay, and then when was the overdose and shit?
Yeah, that was maybe about 10 years ago. The last time that I...
And would you admit to hospital in any case for obviously the overdose?
Yeah.
All right, can you remember the name of the hospital that you was admitted to, sir?
It would have been Inverclyde Royal Hospital.
Okay, and how long did you stay in there for?
I think a couple of days, just to get it out of the system and kept us.
Yeah. All right, and then... Did you say that you've also attempted to take your own life by hanging as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, and when? How long ago was that?
That was probably about 15 years ago.
Okay, sir. And have you ever been sections for any of this, or, you know, provide the counselling in any way?
I've been put in mental hospitals.
Okay. All right, I will shortly just grab the name of the mental institutions that you have been admitted to. Okay. Are you receiving any mental support at the minute? Like counselling or anything?
No, I've done counselling like 2 years ago. I went through a counselling.
Okay. And how did that go for you? Was it successful? Did you find it useful in any way, or was it not for you?
It brought up like, a lot of emotions. I think it did help at the time, but obviously... Got some raw emotions up I'd never really dealt with, especially because I was a drug addict for years, so it's,
yeah.
I never really had to deal with emotions.
Yeah, just more sort of mass masked it, haven't you, really?
Yeah, and then it just came to the forefront. It just boiled up again. But I think it did help, just...
Okay, sir. Would I be able to grab the details of your medical practice, please?
Yes. I'm down medical practice.
Where's that, sorry?
It's in Greenock, Scotland.
Sorry, what was it called again?
I'm going ARB.
ARB, yep.
ARB,
G-O. G-O.
W-A-N.
W-A-N. Aberdeen Medical Practice. Just searching for these details now. Is that in, you said Greenock, is that 2 Finnarth Street?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And how long have you been registered at that GP for?
I think about 7 years.
Okay. Can you remember where or what medical practice you might have been at before then?
I was down south in rehab, so I've been at different ones.
Ah, fair enough. Before that, he was in. Okay, sir. The case, just moving on to your case sentence for a second. We do have down Cross Hill in Glasgow.
Port Glasgow.
Port Glasgow.
Yeah.
Was Cross Hill a children's centre, a children's setting, was it?
Yeah.
Children. Setting. Okay, just bear with me. Cross Hill Children's Home, 1 Cross Hill Place, Port Glasgow, Inverclyde. Got that one? Settings. Okay, so how long was you at Cross Hill for, sir?
I was only there like 3 weeks and something happened. I can't remember. I got into trouble and then I was restrained and flung in a room and then I was transferred to a place called Newfield.
Yeah, okay. Where's then at? Okay, and was that another children's care home, was it?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. That one. Children's. Yes, right, let's have a look. Okay, I've only got here Nuffield Health, so let me just do another search. What area is that one?
It's in Johnston, Paisley. It's actually shut down now. I think it's a care home now. But... I think it has become a Newfield Assessment Centre.
All right, but you're saying it was in Paisley, was it, yeah?
Yeah, Johnston, Paisley.
All right, yeah, okay. Sometimes, obviously we use an AI assistant to do our searches, depending on, obviously, the care home or care setting exactly. Some provide information, some don't. Some tell us when it's closed down, some don't. But as long as we can actually write to the council itself, that's our main priority. So it'd be Renfrewshire Council, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a problem then. It was then at Nuffield Children's. And how long was you at Nuffield for?
I think it was there 8 months.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. And then just going to your mental institutions, how many were you admitted to?
I've been in about 10 or 11 of them. Been in one in Germany and one in London.
Okay. Mental institution. And can you remember the name of that institution in London?
No, but I think it's in Sidcup.
In where, sorry?
It was in Sidcup in Kent. Was it Summerlee or something?
Yeah, no, fair enough. Okay, Mr. Phillips, so when we do request these records back from your care settings and your GP, would you like these records to be shared with yourself at all, sir?
No, I don't mind. We just can keep them.
Okay, client. Records to be shared. All right, sir. Well, just to inform you, obviously, this journey that we are about to embark on, you and I, this is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month journey. In that time, I will be updating you every 4 to 5 weeks on how I am traveling with your case. What happens with your case is I'll be gathering as much evidence as I can to put forward to my lawyers. And what they'll do is they'll present this case to the Scottish Redress Panel. And they will give us a panel date of when they'll be looking at your case. Obviously, this is all done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend. I will obviously inform you of the panel date and obviously the results of the case as well. Obviously, just to inform you, Mr. Phillips, you know, the Scottish Government have given us an application number for your redress scheme, which obviously they've recognised you basically as a vulnerable citizen, you know, from your time in care. And obviously they are looking forward and wanting to listen to this case. So what we are going to be doing is obviously fighting for an official apology from the Scottish Government, but also some financial compensation for yourself that's, you know, rightly owed to yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
So obviously, yeah, as I said, it is or can be a little bit of a long journey. But as I said, I'll be keeping you updated along the way. So make sure you do save this number. And obviously, if you do have any questions or anything in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call during, obviously, due course. Before I do conclude this phone call, sir, obviously, I know that my colleague, Bailey, who you've spoken to not long ago, she might have gone over the funding options with yourself. Now, I do just have to run over them one more time. I know it is the kind of boring part of the phone call, but it is for my compliance team. Once this is done, I'll just get you to confirm on this recorded call that you are happy to use MMA Legal as your representatives moving forward. And obviously, once that's all done, I'll leave you to enjoy a nice sunny afternoon, okay?
Cheers. I know Scotland, after all, I need to get the sun while we're kidding.
Is it not sunny up by you today, sir, is it?
Aye, it's sunny today, but it's Scotland, so probably I'll be hitting next summer again.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll probably only be sunny just for today, eh?
It probably won't even last a day.
Yeah, do you know what? That's, as much as I do like Scotland, sir, and I have been up to Edinburgh quite a few times, I'd love to move there, but it's just the weather. That's the only thing that has stopped me.
It's too temperamental. When it's nice, it's nice. When Scotland's nice, it's hotter than like Barcelona, but it's like being far between.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I do love the warm weather. Like I have lived in Australia in my past. But yeah,
I'm just back from Argentina as well. That was.
Yeah. Well, mind you, hence the password.
aye, that's where I was when.
Oh really?
When I got in for the case, and because I couldn't use my phone, I didn't have data roaming.
Yeah.
I wasn't able to take the phone calls.
Yeah, no, fair enough. What made you come back from Argentina?
I was only on holiday.
Was you, yeah.
Me and my mate were going to go, because he does football stadiums, tours, and I said,
yeah.
Porta Juniors.
Oh, nice.
My mate couldn't make it, so my nephew came.
Yeah, no, I bet that was nice for you, sir.
It was as amazing to see Boca Junior Stadiums.
Yeah, no, it would have been. Well, yeah, Mr. Phillips, I'll just read out these funding options to yourself. As I said, once I'm done with this, I'll leave you be, okay?
Cheers.
Not a problem, sir. So obviously, when it comes to the Redvest Scotland application, sir, you do always have three options when it comes to it. Option one is you can apply to do this application yourself, and that's obviously without a solicitor or a law firm representing you. That's just basically gathering your own case and presenting your own application, putting that forward. Option two is you can instruct a solicitor from either Scotland or England who participates in the government legal fee scheme with Scotland. The Scottish Government do pay out £2,000 for each case that they do intend to work on. But obviously, for legal reasons, I can't exactly tell you how or what they deal with or how they deal with the case exactly, because I'm completely unsure. But what I can tell you with option three, sir, using an independent and private law firm like ourselves, we always work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if for whatever reason the result doesn't go our way, we don't come chasing you for any fees and put you under any financial stress or burden. Obviously, with ourselves, we obviously do take a small percentage from the work done behind the scenes to build your case. That percentage is 16% plus VAT, which totals 19.2%. And as I said, that is capped as well. This has all been signed for and emailed to yourself. So you do have a copy within your emails if you do wish to look over them fees yourself. But yeah, other than that, sir, yeah, just obviously to state your answer, are you happy to use MMA as your legal law firm moving forward?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect, sir. Thank you very much. I can also see that my colleague Billy, who last spoke to you, has put a cooling off period on your case for the 23rd of April. What that means is from the initial phone call that you had, you was given 2 weeks to kind of make, you know, the decision of whether you do want to move forward with ourselves or, you know, rip up the agreement and go elsewhere. Obviously, you have stated that you are happy to deal with ourselves. So we can remove that cooling off period if you'd like. Otherwise, you know, it would just mean that we'd get started on the case tomorrow. Would you be happy for me to move that cooling off period, sir?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. No worries. I've just cleared that for you. And before I do let you go, do you have any other questions for me?
No, that's brilliant. Thanks for all your help.
Not a problem, Mr. Phillips. As I said, you do have my number now. My name's Aaron. And if you do have any other questions, anything like that, you're more than welcome to give me a call, okay?
That's brilliant. I'll see the number now.
Yeah, not a problem, Mr. Phillips. I'll give you a call in a couple of weeks, okay? So, yeah, let you know how things are getting on.
That's brilliant. Thank you, help.
Not a problem, sir. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Have a good day. Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you, sir. Bye now.